Bragg is back. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth renames Fort Bragg after Biden named it Fort Liberty. By Christina Wong on February 10, 2025. Stuttgart, Germany, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Monday while on a C-17 aircraft en route to Germany signed a memorandum renaming Fort Liberty back to Fort Bragg, the original name of the storied military base in North Carolina. In a short video posted on X of him signing the memo, he said, "There it is. Pursuant to the authority of the Secretary of Defense, Title 10, United States Code Section 113, I direct the Army to change the name of Fort Liberty, North Carolina, to Fort Bragg, North Carolina." That's right, Bragg is back. However, the name change honors Army Private First Class Roland L. Bragg, a World War II veteran awarded the Silver Star and not the Confederate General, General Braxton Bragg, who the base was originally named after. Pentagon Press Secretary John Elliott said in a statement. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth signs a memorandum aboard a C-17 en route from Joint Base Andrews to Stuttgart on February 10, 2025, directing the renaming of Fort Liberty, North Carolina, to Fort Roland L. Bragg. The new name honors the heroic service of Private First Class Roland L. Bragg, a World War II veteran awarded the Silver Star and Purple Heart for his extraordinary bravery during the Battle of the Bulge. This decision reflects the installation's proud history of honoring selfless service and sacrifice in defense of the nation. The memo, addressed to the Acting Secretary of the Army, reads, "Pursuant to the authority of the Secretary of Defense, Title 10, United States Code, Section 113, 1 direct the Army to change the name of Fort Liberty, North Carolina, to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, in honor of Private First Class Roland L. Bragg, who served with great distinction during World War II with the United States Army, and in recognition of the installation's storied history of service to the United States of America. Born in 1923 in Sabattis, Maine, Private First Class Bragg entered U.S. Army service and was assigned to the 513th Parachute Infantry Regiment, 17th Airborne Division, 18 Airborne Corps, and was stationed at Fort Bragg during World War II. Private First Class Bragg fought with distinction in the European Theater of Operations. He received the Silver Star for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity, and the Purple Heart for wounds sustained during the Battle of the Bulge. During these hellish conditions and amidst ferocious fighting, Private First Class Bragg saved a fellow soldier's life by commandeering an enemy ambulance and driving it 20 miles to transport a fellow wounded warrior to an Allied hospital in Belgium. For nearly a century under the designation of Camp Bragg and subsequently Fort Bragg, tens of thousands of soldiers trained and deployed increases in conflicts around the world in defense of our nation. Fort Bragg has a long and proved history of equipping, training, and preparing our soldiers to fight and prevail in any operational environment. This directive honors the personal courage and selfless service of all those who have trained to fight and win our nation's wars, including Private First Class Bragg, and is in keeping with the installation's esteemed and storied history. The Secretary of the Army shall take all steps necessary and appropriate actions to implement this decision in accordance with applicable laws and regulations. The Army shall inform the Under Secretary of Defense for acquisition and sustainment of its plans, including timelines and resource requirements, for implementation of this decision. The renaming of Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty began amid the George Floyd protests in 2020. Congress established a commission to rename bases named after Confederate figures. Then President Donald Trump vetoed the legislation, but Congress overrode his veto. The Biden Pentagon made the official name change from Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty in June 2023. Hegseth has made it a top priority to get rid of diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) initiatives launched under the previous administration and restore the focus back on warfighting and merit. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.